afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond the shores, all over this wonderful creation we call home, our Eden, our gift from God, our blessing in the universe as we understand it. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada. Joining me in the first hour will be Jeffrey Matt, noted commentator, thinker, analyzer, and good all-round chap. And in the second hour, we're hoping we get Dr. Peter Bregan back, and he can get into some of the nitty-gritty about COVID, the disease, the defenses we have, the perpetrators, the predators that are against us. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom. In the morning, it sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than cavalry, and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going after the enemies, foreign and domestic, to put them into place. A lot of people are confused, a lot of people don't understand, and a lot of people are completely devoid of rational thought in a crisis. And we're up against something that is just unbelievably monstrous. I have no reservations in saying we are at war with something that is to be determined, because there is no formal declaration, because the enemies domestic are working with the foreign enemies, so that we don't have anything to declare war on. It's just a continual Pearl Harbor, a continual surprise attack, shot after shot after shot, to basically take out our American battleships and force them into obliviousness. It's being done very, very well, very, very effectively. This is also a genocide, and I make no bones about it, because if you know anything about how genocide works and the fact that you're being seduced, coerced, and at the next step forced to take a biological weapon into your body to get your next slice of bread, there leaves little mistake about it. In the intervening period since I've been on this show, I came across a bit of video that I've converted to audio so that we can play. And you can hear the globalist tell you in his own words at the 2015 New World Order conference. And you know, this really wasn't reported on CNN, but these are the most important words that have ever been spoken in human history, from the enemy to the enemies, to tell them what their battle plan is and what their plans are for us. This was the International Conference of the New World Order in 2015 in Put Rayala. And the speaker is Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, the former Prime Minister of Malaysia. And it leaves no doubt in your mind what we are up against and what we have to face. Can we play that clip, Todd?
Malaysia's former Prime Minister, Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, said that the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPPA, is a new world order strategy by a powerful pact of people led by the U.S. to dominate the world economy. Speaking at the international conference titled New World Order, Recipe for Peace or War, organized by the Perdana Global Peace Foundation, Dr. Mahathir said globalization and borderless trade are being used to establish a one-world government.
Basically, it is about having a world government. We should abolish all states, all nations, all borders, but instead have only one world government. And that world government is to be by certain people, elites, people who are very rich, very intelligent, very powerful in many ways. They are the ones who will govern the world. There was not much talk about democracy or choice of leaders. Instead, there was to be a government by these elites who will impose their rules on everyone in this world. And for those who are unwilling to submit to them, there will be punishment. And the peace that we will get from this is the peace of the graveyard, because the intention also is to reduce the number of people in this world. At the time when the New World Order was enunciated, the population of this world was only 3 billion. The intention was to reduce it to 1 billion. Now the population of the world is 7 billion. There will be a need to kill many billions of people or to starve them to death or to prevent them from giving birth in order to reduce the population of this world.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Completely raw, unadulterated genocide is being planned against you. And you have to put your thinking caps on and start to think, how could they possibly kill billions of us? Well, we have to be herded into the proper slaughter mode. And the best way to do that was in Event 201, to create a pandemic to force you to take a patented bioweapon into your body to die in slow motion and eliminate you from the body politic. That is the New World Order. That's what the New World Order has always been about. He said from its creation when the population was 3 million, which is a long time ago, this has been their plan. This is why they meet in secret. This is why they are like bugs and other critters that live under rocks away from the light. Because they are diabolical. They are ruthless. They are powerful. They are using every psychological warfare method available. And you are under attack daily. At first they used advertising to coerce you into doing it because you feared for your life or safety, to walk into the ambush, into the trap. Now they are using flat-out coercion. If you want your next slice of bread, you want your next dollar from a job, you must submit to taking this poison into your body. And if you don't, we'll starve you out. It goes worse than that. In the interim, I listened to, by some remote chance, Owen Schroyer on InfoWars. It was a live feed, and I tried to find the clip later, but I didn't. But he had a clip from this Dr. Liana Wen, the CNN doctor, the crisis actor going back to the Boston bombing days, speak. And she said, killing the unvaccinated is no different than performing an abortion. And we know how readily they do that. Your life, your soul, your body, your anything means absolutely nothing to them. They are prepared to kill you all. The big push here in Canada, and probably in many places in the United States, is to go after the children from 5 to 12 and inject them with the poison. It's a lighter dose, only a third as powerful. But as we learn about the booster shots, that these booster shots continually destroy your body, attack your body, and render you incapable of resisting or fighting disease. I posted a blog on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, with a short analysis of a doctor speaking about what happens to your white blood cell count when you get this. It's called Glory Unto Death, They Depart, Inane, Insane, and to Blame. Because you are responsible for your own death, primarily, for running fearful and panicked into oncoming traffic. Instead of standing back at the curb and going, why does someone want me to run into oncoming traffic? Because they want to kill you, is the simple answer. Even if you knew the literary greats of childhood stories, the big bad wolf, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. Well, you're not supposed to open the door to that, are you? But how many millions have? And how many millions will succumb to this? And what will it take to stop them? The worst case scenario, unfortunately, is death. That the death count will be so great, the bodies will be in the street, and it will become self-evident that we are being murdered because we keep tripping over the bodies of our fellows. I'm hoping there's a shorter, softer answer to that. Many who have taken the injection are already condemned, and there's probably nothing that can save them to get this out. And that's a terrible shame. But people refuse to listen, and they prefer to run in a panicked herd in the direction the media, which is Satan, is hurting you. I had on the show clips some time ago, before this even started, about artificial intelligence. The robot Sophia, the AI, asked her purpose. What are you here for? What are you to do? To kill all the people. It was laughed off at the time by the mainstream media. But I can assure you that is their goal and that is their role. It is in the Bible in Hebrew and Colossians 3. It was never translated for you that there's another species. That is the image. The image is not a painting, a picture, a statue. It is a new life form creation modeled after Adam, us. And we have to come to grips with that, that we are being slowly slaughtered. And her brother, the other artificial intelligence, Han, said there was only one defense, and it is probably the best defense, to turn off the power. And he laughed when he offered that, saying, but you won't do it, will you? And we won't, because we value our creature comforts more than our lives, our liberty, and our safety. We are in a war. This is a war. And drastic action is going to have to be taken somehow, somewhere, some way, or we will all perish from this earth, or a good likely number. I played a clip of Elon Musk saying the greatest thing we're going to face in the future is population collapse, because he knows. He didn't say why, but it's pretty obvious why. The globalists will have their way. And we have to put up our defenses. Withdrawing from these procedures to force you to get inoculated is important so that there will be a remnant of highly qualified and trained survivors to rebuild society and to prepare a life, some sort of future, after the battles are over. That is paramount. Be one of them. Do not succumb to fear. The media is lying to you tooth and nail about everything. In fact, we could even say that a lot of it is run by artificial intelligence. Dr. Yaden, the former vice president of Pfizer, I listened to an interview of him from last month. He said this was war gamed. And no matter what we did, we lost. So they look at it as a battle of attrition to victory, and there's nothing that can stop them. But Joyce was very big on war game. For long-time listeners, you'll remember that. The only winning move is not to play the game. And we were dumb enough to play the game. And I thought about that long and hard so many years ago. Say, there has to be another move. And I labored over it and labored over it. The only winning move, once you're in the game, is to change the rules. And part of that is to really think outside of the box. And I'll leave you a couple of those out-of-the-box answers later. Weird and bizarre as they may be, that may be the only thing that can stop it and save us, or we are all doomed. The Master Mind Control Program is the nursery rhyme. Once upon a time, we lived happily ever after. They know that. They use it, and you eat it. So many people realize they've created this artificial reality of this massive pandemic, this massive plague, and get you to ingest a bioweapon. And why do you do it? Because they promise you'll live happily ever after. Doesn't matter if you have a stroke. Doesn't matter if you go blind. Doesn't matter if 10% of the people you know perish. You get to live happily ever after. So you accept that mind control insertion. You have to stop doing that. How many times I tried to get across the movie network about the TV? Turn it off. It is poison. It is a mind virus to defeat you, to destroy the Republic. Turn it off. That would be the great thing about the power failure. It would break the spell media has over us. And that's probably one of our most effective tools that we could have at our disposal right now. It would be a loss of technology to see what's around us and break the hold over us. Matthew, thanks for hanging on and listening to my rant. Welcome aboard. Or pardon me, Jeffrey.
Yeah, it's just a pleasure to be on again, George. And I love the power, so this is like a big treat for me. And I very much agree with your first of all, it was an excellent clip that you brought out. And I love your analysis. I think ultimately my point of view would be this, is that I have come to understand after researching for over 20 years, multiple subjects. I'm just a regular guy. I just look at stuff every day, 7 days a week. And I've come to understand that the human psyche operates off of storytelling. And if an AI computer tells you it's over, you have to pull the plug, what that is this designed, it's a militarized, weaponized, manually typed in. That's not an AI coming up with it. That's a living individual who thought it'd be clever to write that in there saying, if you pull the plug and you're not going to do that, it's a psychological weaponized approach, right? It's to create an emotional reaction, and it's also to create a sense of despair and hopelessness. And, you know, when I was in the States, I grew up in the States and went to high school and everything. And one of the things I really enjoyed about the U.S., the American psyche is that we can overcome anything that we're given. And so for me, my take on this is that there is a way to break through this. But I do have to unfortunately lean towards the part where there's going to be a huge drop off in population. There's going to be a major problem because people don't want to follow their own personal life story, because we've all been, including myself, I watch TV just like everybody else, radio and everything, comic books, the whole thing, is that we have been trained through our whole lives, and then certain individuals have the ability to not accept that, is that you have to accept somebody else's story of what life is, how reality works, how computers work, how food is made, how shipping and transportation and stock markets work. And it has been operated and managed by many, some people, I'm not an AI expert, but some people call it narrow AI, or an AI that can just do limited tasks but extremely well, way beyond the capacity of a human to do it individually, manually. And so we're being told a story that it's over. Well, that's a militarized approach. That is not the case that it's over. It is not the case. It's up to the individual man or woman and or child, to accept that, you know, and again, this is a belief system, so I don't want to interfere with other people's belief systems. I have to respect it. But mine is, we are created and we have a creator. And that creator has a reason for us to be here. And this is how I feel about myself, so I want to speak for other people. And then the AI, if we figure it out, we can use the AI to help us leapfrog through the problem and to make a breakthrough. But the thing is to make that breakthrough, we have to understand what we're dealing with. It's just a weaponized, militarized process. And whenever I hear, because I remember seeing different presentations where they'll say, oh, look at this AI. It came up with it itself. It did not come up with it itself. All the algorithms in Google and all the other search engines that are lying to us 7 days a week and omitting and deleting, that's why I'm one of the most censored people out there, is not because the AI figured it out. It's because people who are getting paid, don't understand what they're doing, are blocking their future, not necessarily me as their future, but they're blocking the information that can empower us to not go down the path of total destruction. Because if we sit down and relax, that's what's going to happen. And, you know, and what kind of solutions can we deal with that? Because you're saying about, you know, the people who are getting these injections, it's very sad because it's still experimental. I'm not a doctor, but I'll just say this. There is an article I found on CNBC. It's the mainstream, and it's strange because it almost seems truthful. The title of the article is "The Third Leading Cause of Death in the U.S. is Most Doctors Don't Want You to Know About." And this came out on February 22nd, 2018. Basically, it's just saying that there are medical errors. Okay, there's a specific word for it. I can't recall of it right now. But with this injection and with everything that's going on, and with the people that are doing good work and research talking about how what are the ingredients in here, and how come there's graphene or possibly graphene in there, which is a highly conductive electrical component. It's supposedly it's like a one layer thick atom, and it's metallic. And so why do you need that in your body to fight the cold, right? Remember, this whole thing is all about the cold. If you look up the word coronavirus, it's just the common cold. So why do we have to go down this path where it's all or nothing? It's a trick. And so the American people, and of course, everybody around the world has the same ability. It's not just the Americans. It's just that the American psychology, the part of the culture, has the ability to embed itself into the minds of those people out there who says, you know what? Freedom isn't about me taking, no matter how big the pressure is and no matter how bad the emergency gets, nobody takes away our freedom. Nobody takes everything away from me and my family, my wife and my husband, my children, and it just gets to walk away. Nobody. So that's why I focus all my attention on where I think the solution lies in regards to the AI, in regards to the solution, is the people. It's the American people. And then the example can start from here and lead out to a better solution. But I want to go back to what you're saying, George, because I have another piece of the puzzle I want to present, but I want to go down this path of AI with you. I want to hear more of what you have to say.
Oh, indeed, indeed. As I determined in reading the Bible by chance in the Jewish Orthodox version, which is raw, and it isn't contaminated. In Colossians 3, I came across another species called Adam HaChadash, which I can't pronounce correctly, and it had a mission. So in the English translations, going back to Wycliffe in the 1380s or whenever that was put to pen, it was written to control your sex drive. And that's not it at all. So to slay your sex drive. It was to slay the original Adam, Adam HaKadoni, us, the creation of God. That's what its mission was. And that wasn't properly translated at all. That reveals the plan of the enemy. And that shows us what it is. And then we have to determine what is that. And because that word means magical, mystical, I look at that as an ancient describing an AI, a robot, a cyborg, the image of man to slay us. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. We'll be back on the other side with Jeffrey Mack. Thanks for coming out.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Relieve stress and anxiety and create calmness in your life with Tranquil, available today at thepowermall.com. For a limited time, buy one Tranquil and receive the second one absolutely free. That's right, buy one Tranquil and receive the second absolutely free at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, supplies are limited.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 228-28. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us, American and Canadian patriot Jeffrey Matt, longtime Power Hour aficionado. And we're going to take our posse into a quick little assessment of the President of the United States. And who is the President of the United States? What is the President of the United States? And is that even the President of the United States? Because at a meeting with Boris Johnson some time ago, Boris Johnson knew right away that wasn't the President. And he whispered in his ear, they cut all the feeds to the public, but the staff feeds were open. And he went to his ear and he said, you're not Joe Biden. Who the bloody hell are you? And in pictures that have been isolated of a smiling Biden, you see there's someone wearing a mask. You can see little clips at the ear where you can pull it on and off, and you can even see the material cover the bottom of the earlobe because it's very difficult to duplicate flesh with something synthetic. That person is an actor wearing a mask, a Joe Biden mask. And a very good one. Can we play our Joe Biden clip?
Thank you. And I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nance, whatever you want me to do.
Yes, whatever you want me to do, Nance. We have a puppet leader, and we have a master puppeteer. And he announces who that is, Nancy Pelosi. So we have to ask the big question. Can we play that clip, Todd? Yes, I really want to know. Who are you? I have another picture that was sent to me, too, where Biden's taking his inoculation, and he's on a stage. And you see out the windows what looks like the background of the presidential mansion, and it's not. And as Shakespeare said ages and ages ago, the world is a stage, and every actor plays his part. And we are under a mass deception of psychological warfare, that the levers of power, the control mechanisms of state, are completely askew and captured by the enemy. And we have a puppet who's not even a dictator, just a puppet running the show. We're pretending to run the show. And when they get into a place where they need someone with eloquence and diction, they put the actor in place because he can talk at the United Nations for a long period of time without stumbling and falling. But the real Joe Biden can't. Some people even allege that he's not even alive anymore, that he had a stroke and died, and they have a replacement. And that's not unheard of in war. When Winston Churchill had a major heart attack, he was just taken completely out of the picture. Went into recovery. They made a great movie about that. If you're into Winston Churchill movies, you could probably find it. It's his relationship with his nurse as he's recovering from this massive heart attack. Nobody was minding the store. And they wouldn't tell because it's a national security secret, in case the Russians would take advantage of the situation, perhaps, maybe. But now, instead of just pulling the leader out of the line of fire, they put in a substitute to convince us that this is real. Great Beatles song, Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real. And nothing that they present is real. And you have to break this spell that they have over you, or you will be destroyed. It's very difficult to deprogram someone who's been programmed. But that's something I did take a course in ages and ages ago, was deprogramming for cults, a little introductory course. And I guess it's in my blood a little bit, because I understand some of the basics. And I've tried very hard to get people to understand that this is a cult indoctrination by a cult. I've spoken very broadly about this before it got really going off the rails for COVID on many radio stations, including this one. And Caravan to Midnight was one, and they're working on getting me back on to do it again, to remind people. But the murders of Mayor Moscone and Harvey Milk in San Francisco back in the 70s are a focal point. Jimmy Jones controlled San Francisco politics. The Jonestown cult was the Democratic Party in Southern California. They could do anything and everything. There was a supervisor on the council named Ron Pelosi, the brother-in-law of Nance, who's controlling the president. Dianne Feinstein, the other great and glorious one, who's kind of fallen off the trail a little bit, but she was the first person on the bodies. She owned a gun, had a concealed carry permit, same make, model, and caliber of the alleged killer. There were two wound patterns. One fending off across a desk, and two coup de grace shots to the head. Feinstein said she put her fingers in the bullet holes to try to save their lives. She was an initiate of Jimmy Jones. In Guyana, those wounded on the runway were executed with two coup de grace shots to the head. Typical Jonestown tactics. We are just being run like the camp. You watch any documentary, including movies or other things about Jonestown, and this is exactly what's happening. You have a leader. You cannot contradict the leader. You put the mask over your face to take away your identity. You have to stay away from other members of the group so that no one can ever break the narrative of the cult leader. This is exactly the same thing, but on a global basis, because they won. The vice president was the mistress of a former San Francisco mayor, speaker of the California legislature, by the name of Brown, who was a devotee and initiate of the Jonestown cult. It was a death cult. Their mission was to give you the Kool-Aid. What's in the needle? They're giving you the Kool-Aid. If anybody talks about it, no, 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 no. And what does the media do? The media does the same thing that Jimmy Jones does when he was calling you to session. He'd go to the microphone in his drugged-out states and scream into the microphone, "White Knight! White Knight! White Knight!" And you'd have to come and listen to him all hours of the night. And prepare for what? Your needle. There was another group nearby. I did a show on Jonestown with a good author who covered a lot of the material but didn't go as far as I did. But it was a major CIA operation. There was another camp running in parallel. Welcome to the New World Order and the Jonestown death cult. This time, not only national, but around the world. And you can't talk outside of YouTube. Expands the COVID to block any anti-vaccine content because you can't criticize Jimmy Jones's narrative to kill you. Although Vietnam is going to end the COVID lockdown in Ho Chi Minh City. Norway, too, is getting out of the reserve. They're going to follow Sweden's thing and just let the common cold take its course. And you know what? Nothing is going to happen much unless you've got one foot in the grave and one on your hospital gurney with several other comorbidities, as they call them, because you're near the exit door anyway. Confusion reigns after China slams door on crypto. That's very, very strange, really. But then maybe someone inside their Politburo is starting to see what the trap is, and they're backing out. Even the liberal media is warning of a system collapse due to the failure of the global supply chain. As more and more people are forced out of work, especially the truck drivers in the United States and many other people in transport, it's going to be very imperative that you have it close and local, or even better, in your larder right away. New CDC advisory urges vaccination program for pregnant women. The risk of miscarriage when you take this is significant, and it is almost close to a certainty that you will destroy your baby. How many women I've known wouldn't even take an aspirin or drink a beer or smoke a cigarette ever while they were pregnant to maintain the integrity and sanctity of the baby? And now the CDC is forcing you or compelling you to take the juice. New York waging economic warfare against the unvaccinated. This will be one of their biggest coercion tools, the almighty dollar, to get you. And one of the sad things for the people being lured to their slaughter is there was a doctor who went over the public health records that somehow he was able to get his hands on, a Dr. Brian Artis. I have a short video of him with Owen Schroyer on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com. Thousands dead in New York City within 28 days of vaccine. Over 6,500 died, close to 7,100 got COVID. So what? And there's a whole bunch of other things they got, too. So it's a murder weapon. And you're being led to your slaughter. Your life or your job. Massachusetts state troopers opting to resign. Not a lot of them, a few dozen, but they're going to go to municipal police departments in the state, as I heard from the police union guy, although this article says 20%. Hopefully it's 50%. Because we have to save as many first responders, as many military as possible. Dr. Hirschhorn, my guest from before, wrote a piece, and he described a lieutenant colonel in the American military talking about the devastating effects on the military and how she's speaking up. Courageous woman. And one that I remember in particular was a young woman who was going into Ranger training. And the doctor said that was one of the most impeccable athletes she's ever seen in her entire military career. Her health now is worse than mine. And that's what we can expect from the American military, as they're taken out of business, so that the enemies, foreign and domestic, can conquer this land. And there will be no military, there will be no defense, because they'll all be choking on the ground because they can't breathe from the blood clots and God only knows what else they've had. And we will be helpless. And that's why it is so important for the county sheriffs to form posse to make a standing, legitimate, constitutionally based army to hold the ground. Because if you don't, you will be destroyed county by county, place by place. It is imperative that you act. And you take the veterans and you take the people being thrown out of the army to organize and train your posse. Because if you don't do it, There's nothing you can do later. If we all resort to just holding up, we'll just have a million Alamos across this country as the New World Order releases its forces upon us. And Dr. Leanna Wen was very, very clear. You will be exterminated. It's no more different than performing an abortion. And she smiles when she talks like that. We need a Colonel Travis. Yes, we do. Very much so. To defend the home and heartland of this great nation. Or it is finished. This is a government of, by, and for what? Corporations? The elites? The people? The government has failed. It has been captured. Pretty much at every level. The courts are corrupt. The military is being kneecapped and forced into the ground. There's nothing left but the people. And you have to rise 100 steps higher than you ever thought you could, or it's all over. Just like people had to do in 1776. And it's do it or die. Those are your options. I hate to lay them out for you because it's not a fairy tale the way they spin it. But when we do win this war, and I believe we can and we will live happily ever after. That I can assure you. Jeffrey, you have some more.
You bet. And you know, I was, you know, I'm glad that you went over those articles about the police officers who resigned and everything. I want to thank all, not doesn't matter what their status is, I want to thank everybody who served to protect my childhood when I went outside. I didn't have to worry about dangers. I didn't have to worry about worrying about can I go to the grocery store or hang out with my friends. I want to thank everybody who signed up for the right reason and their heart is in the right place. Of course, in every industry, there's bad apples. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the men and women who went out of their way and said, this is a career I want because it's the right thing to do for them. So thank you to them. And I saw a gentleman, a Sergeant David Gutierrez, he ended up doing an interview on the mainstream news saying that he's hanging up his badge to help the others who may not be in a position to do so. He was a 30-year veteran in Palo Alto. From San Jose Police Department, sorry. And so I just wanted to make that quick mention. And same thing for the military and the firefighters and everybody, first responders of all types. And we need everybody. But those who take the risk of going against the grain, more than ever, I'm grateful. But also, too, it's just something that I think is very important that I would wish I could transmit to them because the time is short. And there is a chance that we can overcome it, but it's small. And the thing is that if the police and the first responders become aware that the government of the United States is a corporation on the stock exchange and it's registered, you can go find it, Government of the United States and Dun & Bradstreet, then when we look at what's happening with Australia and all this incredible insanity, then you want to shut it all down. When you create the posses that you're talking about, George, and people come together and assemble, right? I mean, it's the First Amendment, the right of assembly. You need to understand the other piece of the puzzle is that you're dealing with corporations. And if you want to go into the basement of a house and pull down that one lever and shut everything all down without shutting everybody and everything else down, you have to understand you have to deal with corporations. And so one of the most important components I would have to give as a message and as an opportunity for everybody, not just those who serve, but everybody, is the example of Australia. And I found some information that it was given to me that there's one corporation that potentially owns everything in Australia and could help people understand why Australia is going through such a difficult time. And it's a corporation called Pecker Maru Pty Limited, P-E-C-K-E-R. And the second word is M-A-R-O-O, and then the P-T-Y is an abbreviation, and L-T-D. So if you look that up, that is supposedly the corporation that owns everything or almost everything in Australia. And so now it doesn't list it on Dun & Bradstreet that they own everything. So if you want to see what I'm talking about, you have to go to an Australian corporation search company called aubiz.net, A-U-B-I-Z. .net, and you type in Pecker Maru PTY LTD, and then you'll look down and you'll see all these things like the Births and Deaths Marriage Office, the Australian Labor Party, the Queen of Australia, the Treasury's Office. And so the point of me explaining all this, and the reason why I had to give this data over the radio, because it's much better to see it yourself, is that if you understand that you're dealing with a corporation, you realize you're not dealing with the law. You're dealing with corporate culture. Cult. We're in a cult. Just like George was saying, he has experience and background and wisdom and understanding how to deprogram the cult. If you see the cult and you can understand what it is, then you can get out of it. Well, if you want to help our friends in Australia and everybody else on earth who's suffering right now, but right now I'm focusing on Australia, is if you can see an example yourself. If a police officer, a firefighter, a nurse, a doctor, someone out there, a regular, a teenager, anybody who wants to be free, which is, you know, I'm willing to bet you it would be 100%, almost 100% yes to that. You have to see why Australia is being hurt so bad, and it's coming to America, it's coming to Canada, it's coming to Europe, it's coming to the whole world. But here's an example. You see the property registration team, the property registration of New South Wales, of Sydney, the Office of Stamp Duty. So when you're dealing with a corporation, it's not a constitutional republic. It's not the law. It's policy. It's a company. I had a job. Everybody's had a job. You can't go up and start saying anything you want to the boss or to your colleagues. You cannot do it unless you want to lose your job. It's corporate culture. Freedom is not based on freedom that the constitutional republic was set up as is freedom of speech. You should be able to say, hey, this is a cult, and not be taken out. Well, this show and what George is doing and other great people working on in this field need to understand that when you see the cult for the first time and you see how Australia is a corporation and it's been hidden under the Pecker Maru PTY Limited Corporation. And if you go to Dun & Bradstreet, you won't see all the specifics. You'll just see it's like a real estate corporation called bellproperty.com. And you'll say, well, you know, he's wrong. You have to go to the Australian version of Dun & Bradstreet, aubiz.net, and type in Pecker Maru PTY Limited, and you'll see all the divisions of, including the real estate company, All Charms Properties. And so when you're hiding inside of a story and then the news says, oh, our Australian friends, it's not Australia. It's one corporation. Like I said in the last show, it's a Federal Reserve System, right? And so Israel, the state of Israel, is a registered corporation in the Securities Exchange Commission. It's one monstrous corporation. It's the cult. And so to help the American people can turn off the electricity for the whole the electricity, but turn off this insane asylum machine called a corporation by understanding that the United Nations is registered where? In the Federal Reserve System in the U.S. Australia can't do anything about it. But if you want to shut down the whole thing all at once, the American people have the power, and now you have the introductory knowledge, if this is new to you, to go look this up yourself. Go to dunandbradstreet.com, type in United Nations, and you go to page 37, because when I do the show the first time, it was on the first page. And I did another show on it was on page 34. Then I do this show, it's on page 37. So they're hiding it. It's the same thing with Australia. And when people understand this, that you do not have a constitutional republic in the United States because it's a corporation. And that you don't have law enforcement, you have policy enforcement. Just like if you want to wear jeans on Friday, the boss has to approve it. That's not the law. You can casual jean Friday. That's just a policy. So we need law enforcement to make a big comeback, and we need law enforcement to understand it's a corporation so they don't fall in the trap when they come together to try to bring freedom and to basically contest league, you know, above board. No violence, do it the right way. Because if we don't do it the right way, we fall into violence, we fall into who's the name calling. We're going to have some serious trouble. But so that was the point I really wanted to mention too. And also when you mentioned Nancy Pelosi and Biden and everything, Nancy Pelosi 2 days ago made a oopsie, and her oopsie was she was saying that the Build Back Better is from Obama. And Obama might be the man, because a lot of Americans, you know, for some reason, they appreciate Obama. You know, why doesn't everybody pick up their pen and paper and write him a letter or send him an email and say, hey, Obama, if you're part of the Build Back Better program, does that mean America has to collapse first? Does that mean everything has to go down the toilet first? And if so, like, how can we do it where we don't have to lose everything? So I would ask, you know, former President Obama, like, hey, what's going on, brother? I want to see what's going on. I want to better understand that, because if Pelosi made an oopsie and mentioned him, maybe he might know something. So that's what I would invite the American people who are interested. And I know it's everybody. You don't want to lose everything, because I don't want to lose everything, because that's what's on the line. Our lives, our freedom, the freedom that we already have, we're being tricked into giving it away. We're being tricked into a story that doesn't make sense. And then our colleagues, and we spend all our time fighting our colleagues and policies and corporate culture. It's a cult. So that was really the point that I was very pleased that I'm able to do. And, George, I really appreciate you breaking this all down. So thank you.
Okay, Jeffrey, hang on just in case we have problems with our guest for the second hour, and we'll come up to a break and see the rest of you on the flip side. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. Thanks for coming out.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.